Hiram faced her, fists bunching.
What he wants doesn't matter. I won't be blocked.
No, Kate said, wondering. No, you won't, will you? My God, Hiram!
Bobby said urgently. Kate, I think you'd better tell me what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't say this was his plan from the beginning, but it was always a fallback in case you didn't cooperate. And of course he had to wait until the technology was ready, but it's there now, isn't it, Hiram?
And another piece of the puzzle fell into place.
You're funding the joint, aren't you? Covertly, of course, but it's your resources that are behind the BrainLink technology. You had your own purpose for it.
She could see in Bobby's eyes, black-ringed, marked by pain, that he understood at last.
Bobby, you're his clone. Your body and nervous structures are as close to Hiram's as is humanly possible to manufacture. Hiram wants our world to live on after his death. He doesn't want to see it dispersed, or worse, fall into the hands of somebody from outside the family. You're his one hope. But if you won't cooperate...
Bobby turned to his clone parent.
If I won't be your heir, then you'll kill me. You'll take my body and you'll upload your own foul mind into me. But it won't be like that, Hiram said rapidly. Don't you see? We'll be together, Bobby. I'll have beaten death, by God, and when you grow old, we can do it again. And again, and again.
Bobby shook off Kate's arm and strode toward Hiram. Wilson stepped between Hiram and Bobby, pushing Hiram behind her, and raised her pistol. Kate tried to move forward to intervene, but it felt as if she were embedded in treacle. Wilson was hesitating. She seemed to be coming to a decision of her own. The gun muzzle wavered. Then, in a single, lightning-fast movement, she turned and slapped Hiram over the ear, hard enough to send him sprawling, and she grabbed Bobby. He tried to land a blow on her, but she took his injured arm and pressed a determined thumb into his wounded shoulder. He cried out, eyes rolling, and he fell to his knees. Kate felt overwhelmed, baffled. What now? How much more complicated can this get? Who was this Wilson? What did she want? With brisk movements, Wilson laid Bobby and his clone parent out, side by side, and began to throw switches on the equipment console at the center of the room. There was a hum of fans, a crackle of ozone. Kate sensed great forces gathering in the room. Hiram tried to sit up, but Wilson knocked him back with a kick in the chest. Hiram croaked,
"What the hell are you doing?"
"Initiating a wormhole," Wilson murmured, concentrating. "A bridge to the center of the Earth."
Kate said,
"But you can't. The wormholes are still unstable."
"I know that," Wilson snapped.
"That's the point. Don't you understand yet?"
"My God," Hiram said. "You've intended this all along."
"To kill you." "Quite right. I waited for the opportunity and I took it."
"Why, for Christ's sake?"
"For Barbara Wilson, my daughter."
"Who?"
"You destroyed her. You and your worm cam. Without you..."
Hiram laughed, an ugly, strained sound.
"Don't tell me. It doesn't matter. Everyone has a grudge. I always knew one of you bitter assholes would get through in the end. But I trusted you, Wilson."
"If not for you, I would be happy." Her voice was pellucid, calm.
"What are you talking about? But who gives a fuck? Look, you've got me,"
Hiram said desperately.
"Let Bobby go. And the girl, they don't matter."
"Oh, but they do."
Wilson seemed on the verge of crying.
"Don't you see? He is the point."
The hum of the equipment rose to a crescendo, and digits scrolled over the soft-screen monitor outputs on the wall.
"Just a couple of seconds," Wilson said. "That isn't long to wait, is it? And then it will all be over."
She turned to Bobby.
"Don't be afraid."
Bobby, barely conscious, struggled to speak.
"What?"
"You won't feel a thing."
"What do you care?" "But I do care."
She stroked his cheek.
"I spent so long watching you. I knew you were cloned. It doesn't matter. I saw you take your first step. I love you."
Hiram growled.
"A bloody worm cam stalker, is that all you are? How small? I've been hunted by priests and pimps and politicians. Criminals, nationalists, the sane and the insane, everybody with a grudge about the inventor of the worm cam. I evaded them all, and now it comes down to this."
He began to struggle.
"No, not this way. Not this way."
And with a single, snake-like movement, he lunged at Wilson's leg and sank his teeth into her hamstring. She cried out and staggered back. Hiram clung on with his teeth like a dog, the woman's blood trickling from his mouth. Wilson rolled on top of him and raised her fist. Hiram released Wilson's leg and yelled at Kate, "Get him out of here! Get him out!" But then Wilson drove her fist into his bloodied throat, and Kate heard the crunch of cartilage and bone, and his voice turned to a gurgle.